You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds of new homes for vulnerable women and children will be built across the country to help victims of family violence. The government's $60 million project will see 40 new safe spaces created. The spaces will provide emergency and longer-term accommodation for up to 6,000 women each year. Social Services Minister Anne Rushton says it was vital that people have somewhere safe to go when they decide to leave a domestic violence situation.
Well, we know that there already is a very big demand for women and children to find a safe place when they make that brave decision to escape domestic violence. And it's through organisations like Anger Care and Noongar Mimimina that we are able to provide those. And I thank them very much and all the other providers around Australia for what they do.
The federal government is part funding the construction of self-contained houses and small group homes, along with renovations to turn office buildings into apartments. A number of organisations will deliver housing, including Aboriginal charity Noongar Mimimina. Advocates say Indigenous women are five times more likely than non-Indigenous women to experience family violence. Tina Quintadamo, CEO of the charity, says a lot more can be done to prevent violence.
Bricks and mortar is one thing, but there are a lot of underlying key drivers as to why there's such a prevalence in our Indigenous communities. There has to be an investment from the prevention end to shift the paradigm, to change the story, the national story regarding this.
Anglicare South Australia will be working in partnership with the Aboriginal charity. Peter Sandman is the CEO of Anglicare.
Bricks and mortar is one thing, but there are a lot of underlying key drivers as to why there's such a prevalence in our Indigenous communities. There has to be an investment from the prevention end to shift the paradigm, to change the story, the national story regarding this.
Some organisations will house a small number of women and children for an entire year, while others will support more than 1,100 people for 3 week stays over 12 months. About half of the housing projects will be located in regional and remote communities. Along with the $60 million contribution by the Commonwealth, other organisations involved will contribute a further $40 million. Assistant Minister for Community Housing, Homelessness and Community Services, Luke Howarth, says an even distribution of services across the country is important.
There's a really great 50-50 split amongst capital cities and regional Australia, which I feel is really important. From Darwin and the top end of Queensland right down to Hobart and Tasmania, and from New South Wales over to Western Australia, there'll be projects supporting Australian women and children across these 40 locations.
Minister Rushton says the funding boost comes as domestic violence support services struggle with a growing demand for help during the pandemic.
We're hoping that we've seen the worst of the spike following the COVID pandemic in terms of the increase in domestic violence, but we remain totally alert should we see any further spike, particularly as Victoria comes out of its lockdowns.
Most of the shelters are expected to be up and running by mid-2022. And if you or anyone you know is experiencing domestic violence, you can call 1800 RESPECT or Lifeline on 13 11 14. Or in an emergency, you can call 000. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.